Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been the very meek and quiet Savina Miller.
Hello.
Thank you for sharing a few thoughts with us today, my dear. Now, I have a question, though. We were talking a little bit earlier about, you had brought it up, like women's groups and men's groups, if they would be talking about the same things. And I think, you know, you were saying that the women would be talking grandchildren, and I agree that the men would be talking sports, etc. And then when you think of sports, you think of Babe Ruth. And he hit the 60 home runs. And in 1960, just a little trivia, talking about sports, this is the kind of stuff that the men's group would be talking about. In 1960, they tried to see if Roger Maris or Mickey Mantle, if any of my kids were listening to me, they'd say, like, something's crazy, would break that record. And actually, Mickey Mantle, which I didn't even realize was an alcoholic, so his health deteriorated during the year. But Roger Maris did break the record. And he broke it in more than the Babe Ruth broke it in 154 games. Roger Maris broke it in 162.
Wow.
But the significance was he broke Babe Ruth's record and hit 61 home runs.
Yeah, but it did take a while for him to break
it. There's no question about it. But is there any other significance to 61?
Mm-hmm.
61 days since Christina's birthday.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh.
Just as important as Babe Ruth.
More important.
As the babe. Yeah.
Christina wants a commissioner of birthdays.
To some of us, more important.
That's right.
Yes.
To all the people in this room, I think. Well, thank you. I'm telling
you're
you,
impressed.
John,
I'm doing good. Each week
has really been stepping up to the trivia. And well, we're learning.
I'm learning too.
May I ask you a question, Christina? Was your birthday the last time you sat down?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't even, actually, I wasn't really sitting at my birthday either because I'm running around throwing a party usually.
Oh, okay.
There's really not much sitting in my life. But that was very, thank you, John, for that one. That was a good one. I look forward to that every Friday.
It's pressure. I'm going to have to go to some women's groups. And I think older women may talk about different things than younger women. But younger women talk about who's having a sale, the shoes, the dress.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Have you seen Lord & Taylor's parking lot lately? Mm-hmm. You can't park. And well, maybe they'll hear this and get that building done with. But I don't know. Do men... And I'm sure that women of any age can get time to do a little complaining. Either my children don't call, my husband is reading the newspaper, the next thing I hear snoring. Well, that's how it goes.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to become investigative reporters.
There you go.
You and I will go to the Romeos. We'll sneak in.
That's right.
They won't know we're here.
Yeah. They'll be very confused at Sabina rolling up to all these men's groups.
You're going to have to get like a mustache and a fedora.
No, they'll just say, oh, now she's desperate. Well, I told you I'm looking for a man with low vision.
That could be your opening thing.
I want to look good to him.
Well, there we go. Now we know it's
Sabina. Let's get back to
so
the town.
Watch out, Romeos.
That's
Sabina's
right.
coming. But speaking of wonderful celebratory things, Project Independence Advisory Committee celebration is going to be on Wednesday, June 22nd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a breakfast to really celebrate all the accomplishments and new initiatives that are coming out of all these advisory committees. So it's a great place. You know, even if you're not part, you know, you're more than welcome to come. And check it out because we have wonderful speakers lined up for the day, a bunch from Northwell Health, including Dr. Carney, Dr. Kahn, Dr. Wallerstein. They're all wonderful speakers, and they're going to be really talking about the importance of healthcare directives because I know Northwell has a whole program. They're really trying to get the word out there on how important it is to really fill these things out.
Just throwing in one quick thing, the number of people that do not have anything done is staggering.
Yeah.
You get to say 5%, it's 30-40% of the population. It's like, and We're talking about something that's going to happen.
Right,
of course. It's like, why put the burden and the question, and then, did I do the right thing for mom? Is that what she wanted? It's like, it's a terrible thing people are doing.
No, it does, and it becomes, you know, because I know I dealt with it with my own grandpa. You know, it was hard for him for a long time to get him to do these things because he was like, oh, you know, like, I'm not giving up control, you know, and, but it's you're really not, you know, it's actually the opposite. And when he finally like got that, I said, you know, right now you're able to make these decisions.
Right.
So you want to call the shots, you know, right now you want to say, you know, I want this, I want, you know, you don't want it to have to be left up in and not necessarily things might happen that aren't your wishes, you know? So it's really important to, you know, really, while you still can, you know, to do these things. So it definitely,
and you can do different things at different ages.
Absolutely. Right. No, it's very true. So
yeah, I agree.
Everyone should come check it out. It's a wonderful day. There'll be a light breakfast served. So
oh, you always serve delicious. Yeah.
There you go. So if anything, come for the light breakfast. Also coming up June 9th is the Viscardi Center is having its annual Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day. Which is a wonderful, wonderful program. It's a free learning session. There's going to be hands-on demonstrations, and they have breakfast and lunch there. So it's very nice. But it's a great program. I went 2 years ago, and I really learned. There's so much out there, tons of adaptive programs and different things, and a wonderful speaker. So I recommend everyone check this out. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's also transportation. I know you can get to go there. So that you can call 311 or you can call 516-465-1632 to register. That's June 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Viscardi Center in Albertson.
Christina, how long, because as you get older, you know, it was maybe last year, maybe the year before, you lose track of when did Project Independence come to town? 2 years or 3 years
ago?
Well,
no, actually it came, well, it started as the NORC in like 2006. So that was just in a small little area in New Hyde Park, and then the rest of the town got very jealous. Supervisor John Kamen, who was the supervisor at the time, you know, was, you know, gave us approval to expand throughout the town. We had grants and so we were able to expand. So then in 2009, it came to Great Neck, and then, you know, each year. And 2012 is when it kind of, you know, was fully expanded throughout the town. So it's amazing when you think about it. And all the programs, you know, that got added along the way. It was, you know, it's just a...
It amazes me that I say Project Independence and people, older people say, what?
Yeah, no.
There are still people who don't know about it. And it's something for everyone.
No, and that's what we always say. You know, we always say to people, too, like, listen, you know, you're a resident of North Hempstead. You know, you don't necessarily have children in the school system, you know, but you pay taxes for a school. So this is something, you know, that the town of North Hempstead gives back to the seniors. And it's, you know, why not join it? You know, we tell people, you might not need something now. You know, you might want to go to an exercise class and nothing else. You know, so it's really... It's an amazing program because you think about Project Independence. It starts at age 60 onward, you know, so that's a huge span. So there really is all kinds of different things. And, you know, you have different needs. So, you know, you're better off just signing up. And, you know, when the time comes, you might want something or need
and
something.
And if you're elderly and you live alone, it's nice to have a reason to get up in the morning and some place to go.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, and if you want to be the person who wants a volunteer, you know, that's what's is great about a lot of our members is that, you know, especially in North Hempstead, you know, there's people who really had amazing careers and skill sets in education that, you know, they want to, you know, continue on doing those things, you know. So a lot of our PI members will come to us saying, you know, I have a great idea for this program, that program. And, you know, we were talking during the break that Martha Cohen from Great Neck, she's a PI member. She had approached us about this current events group, and now it's been going on now for months. People rave about it.
Well,
it's called The World in Motion, and it's Tuesday, June 28th, so it's once a month at Clint G. Martin Park, and there's a great discussion. And I mean, I go in the room sometimes, I see like the blackboard has all, you know, kinds of writing on it.
For your listeners, is the same Martha Cohn that does it at the Great Neck Senior Center.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
So,
So it's just, it's really, it's great. And there's, you know, like I said, there's tons of groups. There's social groups. There's support groups. You know, there's all kinds of health chats. So there's definitely no shortage of things going on in North Hempstead.
Actually, it's almost time to go.
I know.
We just have one more announcement.
Yes. So this is
exciting.
Yes, which is great. Is at Clark Botanic Garden. There's going to be free outdoor yoga. It's going to start Sunday, June 5th, and then it's the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it's right, obviously, it's weather permitting. But it's great. I mean, in the beautiful garden,
nice,
doing
right
yoga.
Now,
how nice
of year,
is that?
All the flowers are
And that's what I'm saying. And that's what, and I think that's what Clark Botanic Garden has been doing amazing programs, you know, in recent months. And this is a great one, a free class outside. So it definitely is a checkout. Call 311 to register for that because space is limited, only 20 spots.
Okay.
So.
Okay. No, but you're right. You get up Sunday morning if for 4 weeks.
Right.
And it's outdoor. Right. Again, like you're saying, Sabina, it gets you up, gets you dressed, and gets you out.
That's
then
right.
You go have brunch with somebody, you meet your friends or whatever you're doing. And
that's right.
The afternoon.
You know, otherwise. You wake up and you say, oh, it's Sunday. Should I get up? Should I go back to sleep? You know, it's we all need someplace to go, someone to talk to, and
a reason to say goodbye. We got 20 seconds.
That's right. And we'll just give out Sabina's number, so she'll be the one to talk to you. If you want a reason to get up, you go. Sabina will come by and get you out.
That's going to be a new job. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. A quick thank you out to Dan Cox, to Janine, and, of course, to Sam, our engineer here. We'll be back next week.